Night Music and Barry Richards. Let's play you the second side now, the Emmett Road album.
Or the Beatles.
That's Emmett Rose or the Beatles, possibly. A lot of people called and said, with my face on the floor, that's the title of that cut. 33 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock now, and we have somebody on the phone. Who am I talking to?
Mark Rixey.
Where do you live, Mark?
In Silver Spring.
You go to school or you work?
Yeah, I go to Georgetown.
Georgetown. All right, what's happening over there?
At Georgetown?
Yeah.
Oh, we're electronic for you, sir.
Right. All right, what do you want to tell me about Emmett Rose?
Well, personally, I think it sounds a great deal like the Beatles, but, I think it's not the Beatles, or if it is, it has to be one of them, because all the lead vocals seems like one person singing. And to me, it sounds like it has to be either Harrison or McCartney. And I doubt if it would be Harrison, because I don't think he could play all the instruments. And I think, if anybody, it'd probably be a solo album by McCartney. But I think it has too much of an English accent to be McCartney.
So what you're saying is you don't know who it is.
No, I think, I agree sort of with Steve Hauser, who said they thought they stole the tapes.
Right.
I think they probably didn't only steal the instrumental, but it probably had the vocal too. So when the people who ever recorded it, probably recorded it without the original vocals and put in their own vocals.
Alright, I appreciate you coming.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Alright, let me tell you something about the album here. The album's by Emmett Rose, and it says all songs are composed by Emmett Rose. All instruments, vocals, and arrangements are by Emmett Rose.